Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The Gates Foundation has already given $15 million to the effort, meaning VCU has now received $40 million overall. Virginia's governor helped seal this latest deal back in January.
I'm really proud of this. Actually, Dr. Governor, I was part of the pitch, one of the pitches we had. We're out in San Francisco, and you would have thought I invented medicine the way I was sitting there. He gave me some great talking points.
That he is Frank Gupton. For years, Gupton and a small team have been working on making life-saving drugs at the cheapest cost possible. They target the active ingredients, refining manufacturing processes. Last year, they developed a new way to make the active ingredient in an HIV drug, lowering costs by 40%. The Gates Foundation was so pleased they wanted Gupton to work on more than one drug at a time.
And I said, no, I can't do that. There's only one of me. And they said, well, what if we were able to give you the funding to be able to recruit additional people to come in and work in parallel with you on other drugs?
So that's what they did. The latest funding will be used to create a Medicines for All Institute in Richmond. They already have about 30 people involved and hope to have partnerships in the private sector soon. They've been given 5 years to ramp up their work, making it cheaper to fight not just AIDS, but tuberculosis, malaria, and sleeping sickness. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.